Okay, today's daf, daf tzadik, what better daf did we have? Okay, and we're holding in the middle of an extremely important question. Do the Rabbanan have the right to be yoker davar min haTorah? And it all started, really, to become a sugi here in Yevamos, because the Mishnah told us that he's a mamzer, even though he's not a mamzer, mibala hasheni. As a mamzer, we thought that meant he could marry a mamzeret. That already opened up the question, can Rabbanan do such a thing to allow Yisrael Kosher to marry a mamzer? So what we've done basically is gone through quite a few issues, mostly that have to do with the question of truma, whether we could be oiker the din of truma or not. And we came out that it's true that there's a halacha of hefker bez din hefker, yes. But that does not necessarily mean you can be oiker davar min haTorah. When you affect mamon is fine. Hefker is a din midiraisa also. The fact that the bez din has the koyach to create that, that hefker is not being oiker anything, it's utilizing the koyach of bez din. So therefore we're still in the middle of the sugya, we're holding mamish on the first line of the page. And all of the other elements where we spoke about, is it possible to be mitamei for a woman where the kedushin women really mean right? So you shouldn't be mitamei. The Rabbanan say that you would be mitamei. And we ended up saying that there's ways to get around that. We could say we made a takana that it's basically like a meis mitzvah, which is the Ri's idea of daimim law. Or if it said over here she can eat truma even though it's only kedusha to rabbanon because she's still a ketana, it's talking about only truma to rabbanon, but not that we would be matir really an iser. So as we haven't been able to prove or to bring a case that challenges our initial assumption that the rabbanon really do not do things to be oker, they don't have the keyach to go into be oker something min haTorah at all. So today we want to bring further rayas in this issue. Toshma. We know the halacha is that if a person eats truma b'shogeg, so the din is that he has to pay back the kohen. Not only does he have to pay back, but he also has to add now a kenas, a fifth. Suppose he ate truma t'meya, so the din is that he pays back chulin, but that chulin can't be t'meya like the chulin the truma was. It has to be chulin t'heri. So this is something that the Rabbanan were mitakein. It has to be something that is roi for him to eat. But if he went ahead and was b'shalim chulin tumeim, which l'chora midirais is a perfectly good tashlumim, sumchus omer mishum Rabbi Meir, it depends. If he was paid it back b'shegeg, so he thought that this was a good tashlumim. Okay, so then he thought it was basically chulin tahirim. So then it's not his fault, and all right, then it's chalas, tashlumav tashlumim. And if it's b'mezid, in tashlumav tashlumim. Whereas the Chachamim who argue, Rabbi Meir say, no, the Rabbanan gave this a din, it doesn't matter whether it's shegeg, mezid, echad zev, yechad zev, tashlumav tashlumim, enoch inami, the din is that it's a good tashlum. However, in both cases, they'll have to go and pay again. Okay, so that doesn't bother us, but I mean, what bothers us is how we could say, b'avinimba, where Rabbi Meir says b'mezid, first of all, I don't even understand what it means. B'mezid, ain't tashlumav tashlumim. Can you tell me what the guy is doing that's so terrible? He ate truma t'meya. What's truma t'meya good for? Truma t'meya is good for putting in a fire in a lamp, if it's oil, or in a fire, if it's a cook stove, you put it in something that you can burn in the stove. And that's all. Can he eat it? Can't eat it. This guy is paying him back with chulin. Chulin, the kohen is allowed to eat if it's t'meya. So, tavo alav bracha, understand? We should thank the guy. Thank you very much. I mean, maybe we'd like you to do better, but I mean, what did you do that was so terrible? He took something from the Kohen, he ate something which the Kohen would not have been allowed to eat, even when he was stomach. He's paying him back with chulin tameim. Chulin tameim. The Kohen normally won't want to eat chulin tameim because he's eating truma, he doesn't want to make it all tameim. But suppose anyway he's stomach, so he's got some extra food and he can eat it. And the thing that he had originally, he couldn't do anything with except burn. So this guy is basically paying back something better than he took. I don't care how you look at it. Well, we're going to say because of that we give him a knas. And what kind of knas? Yeah, let's say that the guy knew that it was stomach. So what is so bad? He thought he was doing a nice thing, right?
This was household as well. It's actually
for himself. Yeah. In this case, we're cool. Yeah, sure. So Lechore, he really didn't do anything that was so terrible. Ella, what we have to understand is that we're missing a little piece over here. So far, we haven't brought anything else with our sugya. We're just first getting our facts straight. So Rava explained, no, there's a little piece missing. So Rava said, or some say it was Kedida, said But actually, we're missing a line here. Hisuri mechasra v'hochi katani. It should say like this. Achal shumat meyah. Okay, then Mishalim kol dehu. Look, if what he ate wasn't roi for the kohen to eat, so whatever he pays back is interhaven. If it's tamei, it's still better. If it would be chulin tameim, that yes. The truth is that there is a little bit of a problem over here, because the shaila is, in general, when you pay back, do you pay back volume or do you pay back monetary value? So the halacha is that when you pay back, then you would pay back the chulin, which then becomes truma. So if that would be the case, once you give it back, they now become truma tameya, in which case you've cheated. Because what happened is you took chulin tameya. Chulin tameya have a higher value. Because there's a broad market for chulin tameya. There's a very limited market for truma tameya. You get maybe 2 cents on the dollar. What are you going to do with it? So you're going to analyze the payment value in terms of chulin. The moment the coin is given to the coin, it now becomes truma. So now, basically, you are not paying back what you're supposed to pay back. You're going to end up paying back much, much less than you really took. How does that make sense? So Tosfos says that if you're talking about over here lefi domim, it means you're paying back chulin tmeim, which would be sufficient to cover the value after it becomes trumatomi. It doesn't mean that you would pay back the actual chulin. Okay, so that's an aside. But however it works out, obviously the Gemara is assuming that this guy's doing the nice thing. He's giving him certainly his value. So therefore, we say, okay, if you ate truma tameya, we don't care what you pay back. If you ate truma tahira, then you better pay him back chulin tahira. Suppose you pay him back shilin chulin tameya. Now, we go back to the lashon we had before, and here's the makalos. You use chulin tameya, so then, simchas omer mishum Rabbi Meir, b'shogeg tashlum av tashlumim, b'mezit ein tashlum av tashlumim. And here, of course, is where we've got our issue. What do you mean, ein tashlum av tashlumim? I mean, but he writes, it's truma. How do they cancel the truma? Okay. The Chachamim amrim bein b'shogeg bein b'mezit tashlum av tashlumim v'chozeru mishalem chulin tahorim. Now here's my question. Here we've got something where midiraisa, it's tashlumim al yahab. Obviously midiraisa, it's certainly kosher truma, correct? Now, the guy that you gave it to, the Kohen, takes this truma, which now you're saying, no, sorry, Mr. Kohen, it was all a mistake. Please give it back. It's not yours. He went ahead, he took that money, and he went, and he gave it to his girlfriend to be Makadosh and Isha with it. She's now an Asian Isha. An Asian Isha is a Surah Midiraisa. Come along to Rabban and say, sorry, Mr. Kohen, it wasn't a kosher kedusha. Wasn't your money. So in other words, so now they're being Eker, they didn't have an Asian Isha. No, come on. Now, how could they do that? So Hachem Midiraisa is Tashurim Ayahavim. So in Makadosh Bu Kohen Isha, Tavsala kedusha. And yet, come along the Rabbanan and they say, "In tashlumav tashlumim." So well, now they're going to tell us that the ish, don't worry about that minor problem. You know, that's only mini raisa, but we've decided it's not an issue. So they're going to be mad here now because sharina and eishes ish lialma. Does this make sense, bichlal? How is this possible? Now, obviously, the first thing that hits you is, wait a second. Isn't the basic question is how did we take away the truma? Not how did we matir the Eishes Ish? I mean, we're also matir the truma. It's something that was previously usher with a zar with an iser misa, all of a sudden became mutter. Right? Isn't that weird? So Tosfos says that's because the Gemara, had that been the kasha, the Gemara could have always said that it's not considered to be the din of truma, ain't tashlum of tashlumim, not in terms of taking off the din of truma, but in terms of that, it goes back to the guy. Now it's his problem, not the Kohen's problem. He's got to repay, but it doesn't mean we take off the din of truma. But we certainly took off the din of ownership of the Kohen, right? So, but then you have a kasha. If that's the problem, so we already know the answer to that. Bezdin is allowed to change things that have to do with monetary values. If over here it's a monetary value, so why isn't the answer straightforward? Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. And yet the Gemara does not say that answer. Says Tesis, that's because, does it make sense that the Bezdin should be mafkir, the money of the Kohen, who didn't do anything wrong? What kind of crazy thing is that? I own Truma. You're telling me, we've decided you don't own Truma. I mean, if it has something to do with me, you could tell me that. But it doesn't make sense that because of the takana to somebody else, that you've decided, no, I'm sorry, we're taking away your money. That makes no sense. Therefore, it has to make sense within the mechanisms of the takana per se, not in terms of the mominus, which would only be an effect directly on the coin. over here. It has to affect the guy who's giving the Truma in a way that we don't like, the Chulin in a way that becomes Truma that we don't like. So how is that? How do you explain that? Says the Gemara, I explain it by telling you that you don't understand what Rabbi Meir is saying. When Rabbi Meir says, ain't Tashlumah Tashlumah, what do you think that means? That it doesn't have a dinner Truma? Of course there's a dinner Truma. All it means is, ain't Tashlumah Tashlumim, that he's going to have to go ahead and pay again. If that's what it means, then he's not arguing with Sukkah. That's all the Sukkah said. I mean, with the Chachamim. It turns out now that Rabbi Meir is now saying, Sukkah's according to Rabbi Meir, is now saying the same thing as Rabbanan. Let's just see it inside. My ain't Tashlumin, Tashlumav Tashlumin, the Karma Rabbi Meir. You know what Rabbi Meir meant when he said it's not payment? He didn't mean it's not Truma, and it's not, it doesn't belong to the Kohen, and the woman is Mutter, and she's not an anxious ish. Chas v'shalom. All it means is that the guy's going to have to buy the Mahadir. He's going to have to go back now, Shalume, Chulun Tayram. He's going to have to take his Chulun Tayram and pay him again. Yes, the Gemara said, that's exactly what the Chachamim said. The Chachamim said, no, it's not true. It's always Tashlum of Tashlumim, except Chozer and Mishalim. Now you're saying Rabbi Meir was saying Chozer and Mishalim. I don't understand how I can get away with that. Omer Vacha, Breder Vika, you misunderstood the whole price from beginning to end. The question over here was not that last piece, whether Chozer and Mishalim. It's both of them agree, Chozer Mishalim. That's the point. The only machlokus between Sumchas quoting Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon was the difference between Shergeg and Mezid about whether Chozer Mishalim. That's all. So in other words, read the Brice like this. So Rabbi Meir Eimer, B'Shergeg Tashlum of Tashlumi, and he doesn't have to be Chozer Mishalim. But the Mezid, ain't Tashlum of Tashlumi, it's true, my belongs to Kohen, he has to pay again. Sumchas says, I don't care, even if it was B'Shergeg, the guy's going to have to pay again. That's all. What are they arguing in then? They're arguing in whether we will give a knas. I didn't mean to do anything wrong. He thought it was very good that he was giving back, because what he was giving back, because he didn't know it was tameh. He was giving something back that was tameh, as far as he knew. So the machlokus is a very standard machlokus you see in many places. Whether kansin and shoyge got to meis, there was once the rabbanon institute a knas for someone who does something. Does it work mechanically as an actual fine because of the fact that you did something wrong? Or is it just the halacha that tashlumim therefore kicks in whether you had intent to do something wrong or not? The rabbanon simply said, look, if you pay back tameh in place of tahor, that's not a good tashlumim, you're going to have to repay it. So you'll say, the guy says, well, what do you mean? I thought it was tahor. We're not saying you did anything wrong. We're just saying that you weren't good. So you're tashlumim. Okay? So that's a machlokas of b'maikam yiflagei then. So amar rav acha b'reder, I'm sorry, not b'maikam, amar rav acha b'reder avika, he could be now. The only difference between them is not whether Chazer Mishalim. I was going according to both of them. The only difference is where do you have to be Chazer Mishalim? So the Rabbanon are saying, Bein Mishagi, Bein Bemezi, you have to be Chazer Mishalim. Rabbi Meir is saying, only Bemezi, you have to be Chazer Mishalim. That's all. But certainly nobody said that we're going to be Matir, Anashas Ishi. Toshma, how about this case? The Torah says that if a Kohen goes ahead and is Zerik Dam, which is Tameh, on the Mizbeah, the tzitz is marat for that dam. The Chachamim went ahead and made a takana that only if it's b'shegeg. What do we mean b'shegeg? That's a machlokas, whether the zrikas adam was b'shegeg or the tuma that befell the dam was b'shegeg. That's a machlokas elsewhere. But lamaisim and yiraisim makes no difference. Whether the dam became tamei b'shegeg, as Tosfos explains it. Whether the dam became tamei b'shegeg or whether the kohen took the dam knowingly that it was tamei and went ahead and did zrika that he shouldn't have done, or he didn't know, that shergeg amazed, two different shergeg amazed. But in any case, it's irrelevant as far as the din d'oraisa is concerned. It becomes relevant in terms of the din d'rabbanan. In which direction relevant is the machlokas in the Gemara also. So. But dam shenitma bezarka, so b'shogeg wurtza, b'mezid lo wurtza. Now explain to me how that's possible. You're telling me that we're going to say it's not wurtza. By the way, I just want to point out that if we're talking about here, the mandiyomer, there's a mandiyomer holds the tumah is hutra b'tzibur. If tumah is hutra b'tzibur, this is irrelevant because you don't need a tzitz to be meratz at something that's hutra. You only need a tzitz to be meratz at something that is, I mean, that's hutra. You need a tzitz to be meratz at something that's dukuya. So you did the wrong thing, but the Torah says, okay, you do that anyway. Fine, okay, so there you could say you need retzitz. So that's just an aside the place speaks out. But getting back to the sugya, what happened over here is that there was a kosher carbon, the tzitz made this dam be meratz. Now you're telling me, well, even though Midi writes it's kosher, you have to go ahead and bring another carbon. How can I bring another carbon? I understand that's a school of Mazara. Welcome, Midi writes are Tsuya Maratza. Here, Midi writes it makes no difference because it says, Beferish in the Brysa, Matzitz Maratza, Ala Dam, Ala Basar, Ala Chelev, Shenitma, Ben Beshegeg, Ben Bemezid, Ben Beunes, Ben Berotzen, Ben Beyochi, Ben Betzibor, I don't care. There's no limitations in tzitzis merats. Again, when it says bein betzibur, it's only according to the man yom and the tuma is the chuya betzibur, not rucha betzibur. Fine. That's not our problem right here. So I don't care now what was tamei, whether it was the dam that was tamei, or was the baser that was tamei, or was the chalev that was tamei, and I don't care how it became tamei, or how it was, whether it was brought to tuma knowingly or not knowingly, makes no difference, and it doesn't matter if it's a yom betzibur, it's all kosher. Once the tzitzis merats, that doesn't mean it's all kosher to eat. That doesn't mean the baser is kosher to eat, because it's not, even if it's a tzitzis. That's a separate question. If the baser itself is tamei, we would never ritzoy tzitz on baser that's tamei. But ritzoy tzitz on the zrika, the dam of a carbon, where there was nothing left but the baser tamei, that yes. Okay, nonetheless, come along the rabbanan and say, yes, it's true, midiraisa, it was a kosher carbon, but we don't like it, so you got to bring another carbon. So come along the rabbanan and say, lo urza. Okay, so what do I have to do now? You're telling me to bring a carpet that is also to bring. And to be over on the Yisurim of Chulun, of bringing Chulun on the Mizbeach.
The new carpet.
Yeah, how can they... Exactly. How can they do such a thing? Says Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, no. It doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom, that's not the Shalom. The Rabbanan didn't say, lo, who should you bring a new carpet? You're right. The Rabbanan did not have a kayach to tell you to do an Isser. All it means, lo, who is the pshat, that you cannot eat the meat of this carbon, even though that meat might be perfectly kosher. Adam was tummy. You were zerik adam. Carbon's kosher. It's now the kosher meat here, the din of achilas basar, and so on. The rabbanan said, no, sorry, lo hurtza, you have to throw out this meat. You have to throw it out, you have to wait, treat it the chumra, the night, kenaiser. But that's the only issue. But of course, the bialim were mischaper with the carbon, and they can't bring another carbon. That would be terrible. That says the Gemara. Okay, what's the difference? Fine. Okay, but what about the mitzvah of eating the meat? The kohenim have a chiyuv of eating the meat, and that's part of the akhtar. And you're telling the kohenim, no, sorry, can't eat that meat. The tzitz wasn't meratzah. But you're right, the tzitz was meratzah. You're telling me to be over an aveira. I should let the meat of a carbon just sit there and not be makayim my mitzvah achila. How can I do that? Sof, kumit akra achilas basar. The question over here was whether we could be eker, the chachomim have a kayach to be eker, dover min ha-teira. Over here, you see, they do. Because the Torah says, "Vafluotam asher kupar behem melamed shakohanim ochlim ubali mitchaprim." So we see from here that part of the akrov of the carbon and the kapora for the bialim is the akil of the kohen. And you're saying, "Well, that's that mitzvah you should forget about." Mitzvah. So now it's the rabbanan being eker mitzvah from the Torah. There you go. So you have no way out of it. Even if you're going to tell me that the bialim are mitchaprim, nobody's doing anything wrong. You're telling the kohen not to eat the meat. Says the Gemara. Now wait a minute. This is different. We're not saying to do something which is awesome in your eyes. We can tell you not to do something. Yes. So passively we can be eiker. That yes. Shave the altas ashayim. We never would have told you that the child for the second marriage is a mamzer, and now he can actively go and marry a mamzer. So that would be doing something actively against the Torah. That the rabbanan don't have the kayach. But the rabbanan can prevent you from moving. They say, look, we'll tie you up. You can't do your mitzvah. What can you do? So that's not the pshat that I'm being yoiked. I'm not telling you to do something to be yoiked. So there, in Achinani. Okay, so now we're refining our question a bit. So at first we found out that, well, wait a minute, there are mechanisms where the chachomim end up being mevata something that yiraisa, but that's through using the hefker bez and hefker mechanism, and hefker bez and hefker is itself a din yiraisa and momen something. So if it's not your momen, obviously it will affect the din yiraisa. Now we've taken a step further. The Rabbanan can actually affect the Diyaraisa directly, not by using the Kayach of Mammon. However, only if they tell you to passively not do something. But they can't be Eiker, literally. Eiker would mean to do something. That they can't tell you. Omar Leis, Rav Chista said to Rav, darn it! I had a whole attack, a campaign against you. I had 8 questions. Mom's like a machine gun. I was going to kill you. And now you took away the whole thing, because every question that I had, you're going to be able to answer the same way. I can't believe it. But I mean, it was just fun. I got to tell you what I was going to do. Here's what I was going to do. I was going to ask you, boy, Lasubas, here's what I had in store for you, but unfortunately you killed me up front. But I was going to ask you from Oral, I was going to ask you from Hazor, I was going to ask you from Ismail, I was going to ask you from Sadam Betzitzis, I was going to ask you from Kibsi Atzeres, I was going to ask you from Shafer, I was going to ask you from Lulav. I figured I had you nailed. That you're shouting at me, what do you mean? I can be like your government up here. I'm saying, why not? I thought I had you nailed, but you answered them all in one fell swoop. Okay, what are each one of these things? Each one of the 7 questions left that he's got, right? He had 8 questions altogether. Okay, his first question, that was it. And now he's just giving us the info about what his others would have been. We're answering all eight questions. So this question we answered, it's not Kulam Azora, it's only B'sheva Tase, the Kohanim should need. Orel, we have a very interesting halacha by Orel, that the Chachamim say if a ger was nisgayer before Pesach, less than 7 days before Pesach, there's no way he can bring a Korban Pesach, because we give him a din of a tamei meis. And we say, somebody now who was an Orel, it's Kiperish from Akeva. He had been a goy before, it's like he's born now, he came out of the grave. So he's tamei meis. Weird halacha. What's the point of it? The point of it is that if Lamaisa, this guy, who is now being misguided, he gets himself a bris milah, the day before he had been at his father's funeral. And now he goes to the mikveh as a ger, and he goes to bring a korban pesach. Great. Next year, he goes to his mother's funeral. And he says, okay, last year I went to a funeral the day before Pesach, I went to the mikveh, and I brought a korban pesach. But he doesn't realize that last year he was a goy. So there was no din to his base on a goy. That requires him to have Azoya and so on and so forth. This year he's a Jew. So now as a Jew, he's going to have to wait 7 days and get Azoya. We don't want him to make that mistake. So we give every year a din of Kepershim HaKedah. The problem is that if this takes place within a week of Pesach, we're being Mavatel a mitzvah the Araitza, which is a mitzvah associated with Koresh, which is to bring your carbon Pesach. And we're telling him, sorry, you can't bring your carbon Pesach. I thought this was going to kill you, Rav. Okay, you answered it, basically. You told me, this is also Sheva Altasis. It's another one down. Ugh, so disappointing. Now, I was also going to ask you from Azoya. The din is that if a guy needs Azoya, and the day of his Azoya comes out on Shabbos, so the Rabbanan asked Azoya on Shabbos, also because it's like a tikkun. So we asked Azoya. So now, if we asked Azoya, he's going to end up, you're going to miss your Korban Pesach, because you're going to come to our in time. And by the time tomorrow rolls around, you won't have enough time for 7 days of the process of becoming Torah as a Tomei Mace. Nonetheless, the Rabbanan said, don't bring your carbon Pesach just because of their takona of Azoya being a shvus. No, but you already answered that one too, because you told me that we're just telling you Sheva Tasa. Then I was going to ask you about Izma. So over there, the halacha is, mi'ikar adin, obviously, you want to do a bris on Shabbos. And you've got now the sakin of the Mila, the Izma for the Mila, you've got in a place that you're good to carry midi rice, huh? So it's on the Gog, you want to be able to take it now to a place where really, but the Rabbanan said, no, that's not going to be kosher, so you make an error of that. The Rabbanan said, sorry, you can't bring it, there's no way to do the Mila. We're going to be Mavato, the mitzvah association for Paris, the Mila, and because of the fact that Rabbanan made this wild gezeirah of Shuyas and Shabbos, you can't carry. Yeah, but now you told me, okay, see, but it's a Sheva Tassis, and I don't have any problem. Then we also was going to ask you, what about Sadin B'tzitzit? Sadin has always been a Pishnah, but we call it even monitors, but linen. There used to be a Gemara portion, all sheets made of linen. So the Gemara uses satin in the sets that linen used to mean, literally linen. So midi arise, so what's the halacha of, you want to put on, let's say a sheet, which means a four-cornered bed, basically. So you want to put on a talus, it's made out of linen. So meikar adin, you're supposed to put in tchelas, even though the tchelas has to be wool, and it's going to be kilayim. Torah says, you're dealing Tassalog, also you're earlier in the Sefer, you have to wear Kalayim anyway. But the Rabbanans say, no, you can't. You can't put in your tzitzis. Why can't you put in your tzitzis? Because suppose you had something that was pajamas. And this is linen, real linen. you were gonna use it basically to sleep on at night. But there the halakha is that it's not chayiv. A beggar for Lila is not chayiv. You weren't machalik, you put in linen. You put in tchelis in your linen. Now you're going to be using it to sleep under, and you're going to be over an Issa D'Oraisa. Using Kalayim, you won't even realize it. Therefore, you can't put in Tchelis into linen. Now, I understand, this guy's putting on a Tchelis, basically. It has no tzitzis in it. Where's my Tchelis? Rabbanan said, don't worry about it. Don't do that mitzvah. But you killed me again. He said, it's a Sheva Altase. This is brilliant. Tosus brings Raya from here. If you're telling me it's a Sheva Altase, so then it means that the chiyuv of tzitzis only kicks in once you're wearing the talis. Because if the chiyuv of tzitzis is there from the beginning, and it means when you put on a four-cornered beged that has to have tzitzis on it, so then it's doing an issue when you put it on. I'm putting on a beged that doesn't have tzitzis. And you're telling me that's sheva'al passive. That's not passive, that's active. Oh, so you see from here clearly that no, the chiyuv only begins once you put it on. It's not that you're not allowed to put on a four-cornered beged without tzitzis. Put on the four-cornered beged. Now you become chayav in tzitzis. So now put in the tzitzis. Okay, so my talk is not going to ask. Obviously, there's questions to my focus about whether there's a chiyuv on the beged. I mean, that's for sure, because we're not talking about that here. So he asks the question, so why is the bracha lehitatef betzitzit? There is no chiyuv to be lehitatef betzitzit. The chiyuv is to lachnis tzitzit betoch habeged shadim mutav bo. Boy, the messy bracha. But basically, that's what it would have to be. So what's a beautiful question. Right, so the Rosh says that enochinami, it's really only because it would be, we need to make the bracha over lasiyos. So we have to speak about it in terms of the future. So now what are you going to say in terms of the future? It was mitzvah for me to put in, I had already the tzitzis. Like, you can't say that because you're not doing that element. So therefore, since we need to indicate that what we're talking about is in terms of the mitzvah, it's the future. In terms of the bracha to the mitzvah, it's the future. So we say it in that way, but we don't mean that the chiyuv was the chatzkila, it had to be that way. Okay, but it's mamash very interesting question. So, but now, I was also going to ask you for the din of kivsei atzeret. So the din of kivsei atzeret is a very interesting Rashi, which pops up reasonably often, where Rashi says, look, I don't really want to tell you the pshat over here, because I don't have a kabbalah on this pshat. You see from there that everything that Rashi says, where he doesn't say that, he was mekabel mirabeisa. It's amazing. Like all of a sudden, in the middle of the season, look, you've been Rabbeisa. Apparently, they weren't, because they didn't remember what they had been taught from the Rabbeisa. Somewhere down the line, it had gotten lost. So I know the pshat. I mean, I don't want you to think this is a pshat. I'm telling you the way I tell you other pshat. When I tell you other pshat, I'm telling you something that is like midarit deretz. Not stam a pshat. I think, and I actually think it's so stark, because I think you really rely on this pshat. It makes a lot of sense. But I think what it's talking about is basically the kasher habavai. Okay. You shouldn't really have any doubts. It's a kosher pshat. It's definitely a kosher pshat. But I don't want to say it over. It's like the Avinut of Rashi. You have to know. You have to know where. I'm not getting this from a reliable source. But I think that the pshat is that basically there's a halacha that if it was the shechita of Kivsei Atzeres took place shelo lishman, so over there the Rabbanan said, look, Shabbos, even though it's all of the violin, the Shem Chayv, but you know, the Shelo Lishman doesn't pass on the carbon. But the Rabbanan say Shabbos was not given to be Nekar for a carbon of Shelo Lishman, only for a carbon of Lishman. Lamaister Cohen, he didn't know. So if he would go ahead now and bring the Kivsei Atzeres, and he, even though it was done Shelo Lishman, so the halacha was that it would be kosher. Yet the Rabbanan are saying, no, you can't do this now. Not to do it? Not to do it means I'm going to mevatel the mitzvah of haktorah, mevatel the mitzvah of zrika. What am I going to do? I'm going to be mevatel all of those mitzvahs because I don't like it. I mean, isn't that a bit lasay? Not to mention the fact that nobody's going to be able to eat the basar. This would be a shlomim. It's shlomim. It's kochikochim. A unique case, but it's chayiv and achilas basar. So you're going to be mevatel three mitzvahs lasay because you don't like the fact that it was b'diavad. You know, it was shelo l'shman. So. But now you don't have a question. You answered that question too. You're telling me it's Sheva Al Tassim. What am I going to do? Everything I ask you, you got the same answer for. I was going to ask you a shofar. How do we not blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah and comes on Shabbat? Maybe it's some silly Zera. Maybe you'll carry it. I mean, because of that, we're going to be vato, and this is the Raisa. I mean, what can I do? You're telling me it's not called Akira. How can you not be taking your lulav on Sukkot just because it came out on Shabbat? So all of these cases I was going to ask you, and our mom should go, and you were going to be nailed up against the wall, and now you took it all away from you. So kulanami sheva tasan, you know, you got one answer for everything. Okay, got another question. This time I'm going to zero in on the not sheva tasan, on the kumvase. Here's the case. Toshma. Halacha is a lov tishmo. Nobi says something. Nobi mikir b'cha mi'achecha. A lov tishmo. You got to listen to him. Afilo omer lecha. So they're adding Elav Tishmon. And obviously, if it says Navi Nikirba Kim Lacha, I mean, that's the point. So Elav Tishmon is saying, Afilo Omer Lacha, Avor Lacha Bikom Mitzvot Shva Torah. Even if he tells you, do an Avera. For instance, Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, didn't he do an Avera? He went ahead and he did this whole big shtick with the carbon. He didn't do this in Beis HaMikdash. He did this whole thing of getting the Baal, they're going to scream, Baal, answer us. Do it. How can he go ahead on Har HaKarmel and bring a Karmel? Lest I heard Har HaKarmel is pretty far away from Har HaMoriah. So why was he bringing a Karmel on Har HaKarmel? It's an Isser D'Oraisa, Fee of Chorus. Do you see? Elav Tishmon. HaKol Afi Sha'a, as long as he's telling you that it's, I'm not changing the Isser in the Torah, it's all a mitzvah shah, just for now, you should do this. Shmala, listen to him. Now, Tosfos asks, it's a pshat. So what does this have to do with our sugya? You have to listen to a Navi. What does it have to listen to a Navi? Listen to a Navi is a whole separate mitzvah. We're asking you whether the Chachamim have the kayak to be yoked over the Nater, and you bring the Uriah from a Navi. And the Navi has the kayak. Well, how does that apply to the Rabbana? The Rajba asks the Kasha a different Kasha. So, let's say even it is the same. It's a Raya against the Gemara. Because over here it's saying, Akol Fisha. And so it's saying, Akol Fisha, it's saying, you cannot make such a Takonic. Let's say it is the same. The Gemara is saying, but you can't say it's a permanent Takonic. You can only say it's a unique event. So it's a Raya against you, either way. So, I mean, first of all, it's not even a Raya at all, says Tosfos. Secondly, he says the Rajba, but it's a Raya that says that you can't do it, you can only do it temporarily. It's either I want to make Takonis, and they say, Takonis Laderis. So basically, this is Mamish, a very, very profound and important subject, because it's an insight into the whole mechanism of listening to a Navi. Taisha says, a Navi can't tell you a halacha. The Torah wasn't given to Nevi'im, it was only given to Meshavim. So therefore, the kayach that you have vis-a-vis the akira of a mitzvah, that's not a din in Nevi'is. That's a din, it must be, because Lamaisa of the Torah was given in such a way that authoritatively, not because God says so. We don't listen to God. Maimon Har Sinai was already there. I'm saying, you can't come along and tell me new things to do because God has changed his mind. No. That not. So then why are we listening to him? So must be we're listening to him because there is an authoritative way of being Mavatal Mitzvah, even Bikum Vaseh. So that means that he's coming from that Kayach. If he's coming from that Kayach, so if that's the case, we could derive from there that the Rabbonim would have that same kayach. It can't be two separate kayaches in which God can abrogate the Torah. If God can abrogate the Torah, so he might as well throw the whole thing out. That's what the Goyim say. God decided, yeah, changed my mind. You know, Yoshka came along. All you need is love. And everything's great. Wait. We're getting to you. That's the Rajba's part. First, we have this brilliant thing. So Taisha says, so what do we need the Navi part for? Gemara brings a whole riot from here. You see, you need a chazaka and a navi. So what do we need the navi part? He was a big talmud chacham. Elio, he's the abbez. So he's telling you to do it. So what do we have to come on to the fact that he was buchzik? That's a brilliant answer. Just because if he's not a navi, we're going to tell him, what are you out of your mind? You think God's going to do this ridiculous miracle because you want to put on a sound and light show for these crazy people? So therefore, you're going to cause a chilul Hashem over here. God's not going to do anything. So because he's a Navi, he's saying, no, I'm telling you, he told me he's going to respond. Okay, so we believe you. If you're both like a Navi, because otherwise we'd lock you up. You can't do miracles. You just decide that you're going to prove something, you know. And that's the last thing that's going to happen. So Mamela, we need both of you. It's so classic, you know. There's the whole approach, you know, our levels of Amuna, you know, what? Prophets here. Gornish, they don't mean anything to us. We were speaking about this before. We keep the halacha. Halacha says to listen to it, but that's got to be a din in the halacha that's given over to Bezdin too. Now, as far as the Rajba's question is concerned, all you see from here is that it's also Rashar. Sabar Jash has pointed out. You're trying to tell me I have a right to make a takona. So the emes is that I'm telling you what I believe. I should say the emes is Rashi says kosher adot opinions. But what we could say is like this, that things here are much more subtle than they appear. It's not the pshat that when Eliyahu comes that the Nevi'is is not a Nevi'is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said be oiker this mitzvah l'fishon. He did say that. Obviously he said that. The question is, does it matter to us that he said it? Normally we would say the same thing we say to a paschal. Excuse me, we pay no attention to paschals. Thank you very much for your advice, but we've decided against you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiles and says it's chuni v'nai, and I go the same. Right? The question over here, so therefore Tosfos is saying, I'm not saying it's not a din in Nevi'is. It is a din in Nevi'is. But it has to be coming from the same kayak of the ability to abrogate a mitzvah. Otherwise, why would we listen to it? That's the point that Tosfos is making. So then, if that's the case, ask the Rajba, so why does it say only a Rasha? Because ipso facto, a Navi could never say that God told me I changed my mind, because that indeed would be a stira to Har Sinai. So then we would say to Navi Sheker, that's the point. But for Bezdin isn't saying God said. Bezdin is saying, look, there's such a thing, the Rabbanim can make takonas, it's against the Torah, in Akinami. We want to make a takona. From here, it's Mashu can make a takona, Bekum Vaseh also. The equivalent case vis-a-vis the Rabbanan would be if the Rabbanan said that we want to make this takana because we're telling you now that this is the way that we understand that God really meant, and this is the explanation of the mitzvah, then Inukinam would be awesome. And Besdin would have no right to do such a thing. And it would be Isra about Tesif or about Tigra, whatever the case may be. Inukinami. That we still derive from here. They also have to say, we don't mean it, Chas v'Shalom, as a pirish of the mitzvah. We're telling it as a takana. We can make a takana l'deris. God cannot make a takana l'deris. Because if God tries to make a takana l'deris, then he's abrogating his commitment to Kabbalah Sater and Asinai, which is the Kol HaDeiros, as it says so many places in Torah. The Rambam points out, this Torah that was given to us is L'Olmei Olmei Olmei. So therefore, L'Gabe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying it, we say it can only be a Rasha. So the whole thing fits in beautifully once you understand the halachic requirements. We'll listen to the Navi, and it's so different than the Goyim with their, you know, oh, we're so impressed, he did this beautiful miracle, it's like really meaningful. It's unbelievable. My father's Zatzal used to point out the most amazing thing. What happens to Eliyahu HaNavi? What happens is that Izebel sends a message to him, right? And the message is, okay, very smart, but I'm telling you, you are screwed because I'm going to kill you, right? So he has to run away. He has to run away, and that's where he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I give up, you know, forget about it, I don't want to live anymore, and then the whole story of the global Ruach Hashem, and then the cult of Abad HaKam, and so on and so forth. So what exactly happened over there? So what was he, crazy? He was doing it, he did it, and the nonetheless has to run away. So what was the point of it? The pshat is that it was so clear to Izebel that a miracle means something for about a week. That's the pshat. So he realized, oh my God. Obviously, it's like the Rambam says about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu told that Kadosh Baruch Hu, well, you're going to give me miracles to do what? These people are smart. What do you think they are? A bunch of evangelists. Sorry, I'm going to do miracles. It'll laugh at me. Well, miracles. A dime a dozen. Over here, the whole country does miracles. They take out the kids from Hogwarts, like it says over there, that the power of cold, all he said, first year Hogwarts only. Mamish the Midrash says this. And when he brought them to do the changing of the snake, that they all did it. So the Midrash says those were the first year students at Hogwarts that did it. Not accomplished people. It's like the youngest wizard could do that trick. They were laughing their heads off. Maisha's coming in with the old snake trick. He's like, oh, look at this. Maisha, you want to see him do it even better? Hey, kids. That was the Maisha. So Maisha says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I told you that they're not going to listen to me. It's a joke. That's why the whole thing takes place within the context of it. As Rashi says, well, you're bringing in gold into Ophir. I mean, I understand. This is the place where any idiot knows how to do this. He should have chosen your Ursus a little bit better. Okay, but here's Mamish beautiful. Here, yo, see, I figured it'll make some kind of impact. I get a message the next day that she knows. She says, yeah, me, it didn't impress at all that I could tell. I know that you've got the people on your side. How long do you think you're going to have the people on your side? How long? He says, oh my God, I'm going to get out of here while the going's good. So he runs and says, forget it. There's nothing I can do that's ever going to make an impact. So that's Mamish the chat over here. We don't believe in those things. Okay. So therefore, says the Gemara, that we have over here a raya lechera that we can go ahead and do something, and it's mamash akira biyadayim. We can bring a carbon outside of Beis Hamikdash, which is an active over on a mitzvah b'akira. And says the Gemara, shayne hasam. Here it's different. It says over here a lav tishmaun. Doesn't mean that we said to listen. So then, why can't we learn out from it? Because this was the whole discussion we just had. How could we learn from it? What does that have to do with it? Let's explain. And it says the Gemara, but that's because what was being done? What was being done was Migdar Milsa. Migdar Milsa is indeed a din of Hirasha that Bezin can also do. In other words, if you need to respond to a temporary situation in which the Torah is becoming bottle because of something or another, we're going to see examples of, you have a right to do something that's totally off the wall, connected to Torah, because of the fact that that's ultimately the chizik haTorah, but you certainly can't make a takona in that fashion. That's the pshat. Now, look, and we're going to get to a few examples of this in a moment. Toshma, says the Gemara. Before we get there, let me bring you an interesting case. Bitlo mevutal devirevi, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel amar, eno yachol alavatlo, v'lalo osifal tina'o, imkein makar bezdin yofer. Now, here's an amazing case, and by the way, this is a case that is nogeya halacha lemaisa in the most delicate fashion, as follows. A guy gives a get to his wife, which he appoints a shliach to deliver. The shliach is going to get to the wife somewhere in Africa a month later. 2 weeks after he sends the get with the shliach, he decides, you know what? I don't want to go through with the divorce. Comes into Bethan, and he says, I want to be mevatel the shliach. Now, she didn't get the get yet. The shliach is going to give a get where he doesn't have the kayach to be a shliach. That was mevatel the shliach was in Bethan. The Rabbanan ossered you to do such a thing. Obviously, because the woman has no idea what about the shliach. She gets a get, she marries somebody else. It would be a great way to destroy your ex-wife's life. So the Rabbanan ossered you from doing this. We have a machlokas over here, but what if you went ahead and did it anyway? So this is machlokas. So, Bitlo Mevutal, so says Rabbi. Reb Shimon Gamliel says no. Even if you go into Bezin, you're Mevatel it, it's not Batel, because you came out of Bezin Yofet. We made this takana. You tell me, yeah, but takana is only if people want to listen to you. No. That's not the kind of takana. We have the kayak to act. Now, when we have the kayak to act, is we're saying that an ish is okay for her to go ahead and to get married to somebody else. Because when you're right, this is not a get. And we're saying, no, but it is a get. How can you make a non-get a get? So, es the Gemara of Achamid Yeraisa, batal a get. Umishum makayach bezdin yafeb. You feel that we ought to support bezdin. Thank you very much. So because of that, kashavina neshefish li'alma? So that means that you have a kayach to be oiker, be a dayin, be a serveshefish, and actively be oiker. No, says the Gemara, this is another mechanism. Man de mekadesh adaita the rabbanu mekadesh, vafkinu rabbanu lekidushim ina. Since at the time of Kiddushin, you had in mind the concept of Kiddushin, and, according to Rashi, and the Rabbanan are the ones who will define now with the Kayach HaBezdin the nature of that Kiddushin, since the Kayach HaBezdin defines your ownership of the money, so the Rabbanan could say that money was given basically as a gift. It wasn't given as Kiddushin, we cancel the Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, Amar the Rebbe of Ashi. I mean, okay, that would only be good if he was Makadish with money. I mean, what if the guy was Makadish with Bia? What are the Rabbanan going to say? Well, it was a gift. Thank you very much. Michael Neymar says, do you want it? Exactly? Because Bia is a question of context. In other words, what makes something Znus and what makes something Kedushin? The sanction. Rabbanan say, this is the Pshat in what Kedushin means. They went ahead and they said, this type of Bia we've decided is a Bia Znus. So if it's a biasnus, it cannot achieve kiddushin. And you were thinking, Kona Mekadosh Adaita Rabbanu Mekadosh. So therefore, when we mevato, your kiddushin. Now, here is the situation that comes up all the time in modern days. And this mechanism, there are questions who hold that you can use this to be metayer amami. Amazing situation. What happens? A guy is born from a second marriage where there was a civil get. The woman is completely married. He's a mamzer gomer. Nothing to do about it. Hopeless. Can't get married except in New York, whatever, right? He wants to get married. So what do we do? So he talks his father. He said, you know what, Dad? Why don't you send a get to your first wife? After all, you know, she was... Okay, not even Dad, I'm saying the first husband. Go ahead, send a get to your wife. Okay, he appoints the shliach to bring the get. So now... You know what? Change your mind. Don't send. Go into Bezdin and tell them you don't want the get to be a good get. Okay. So what happens? The get is a good get, but it's only a good get because the Chachamim were mevatel the kiddushin in the first, which means that his mother was never married to the first guy. So now she's not an Eishes Ish. So when his father got, despite the fact that when he was born she was an Eishes Ish, we have suddenly redefined his mother as not being an Eishes Ish. And now he's not a mamzer. So he just canceled his mamzeres. Unbelievable. So that means it ends up the guy can actually go ahead and get married.
So that's the mechanism done. Versus just uprooting the first marriage. That's the whole thing.
Well, how can you uproot it? But the correct president is only where the Besdin defines. This is the old conservative and reform approach. Let's just use that Besdin to be about all such ways. What do we got to worry about Agunas for? We'll make our best, then we'll be right in the condition with my prayer.
And that even after the fact, it works to, because it uproots
my prayer. And that was the condition. Right? I mean, the attempt to use such a thing was never accepted by any place. Not in this case, I'm saying the attempt to what Yaakov is saying. So wherever we have a problem, we should just, instead of going through all of this rigmarole, why don't we just get a best and cancel the condition? Right? So first of all, questions of what level of best is a condition. But even assuming you could do such a thing, the reactions of all the Pesach throughout the Deiris was, if that's the case, then there's no meaning to Kiddushin. Because what you've done is you've created basically a temporary relationship which could always be annulled. You know, it would be annulled, so then that's exactly what we always try to avoid, the whole point of Kedusha. You know, with Ksuva and so on and so forth. It's like, this is something that's permanent, and if it costs, you get out of it, and so on. So it's only where there was Takana for other reasons, then you can go through the rigmarole to make that happen. That would be the point. Again, not all the can agree that this is, that if you do this, the Chachila, in order to annul a Kedusha, that will work. Okay? But, there's enough that hold you up.
Married 30 years with 6 children.
And now all of a sudden, they're all illegitimate, but none of them are mamzerim, including the ones from her second marriage, are not mamzerim. Right. Toshma. Omer of Elazar and Yaakov. Shamati shebezden makin onshin shalom in HaTorah. I heard that Bezden can go ahead and actively give onshim that are osur miyoraisim. Of course, they can't do this with the kavona of doing something against the Torah, but if it's necessary in order to protect the Torah, then they can do it. So during the days of the Yevanim, there were a lot of Reform Jews. So they had a heter to drive to shul. You know? So they drove to shul. In those days, you drove the shul on a horse. Driving the shul on a horse is only an Isidra banana. But it's crazy kind of takonas. Maybe you'll pick a branch to hit the horse. Come off it. These rabbis are off the rocker. So this guy goes ahead, and he drives the shul on Shabbos. What did they do? They took him to Beis Din, and they killed him. They killed the Beis Din, the Sakluhu. Yeah. Obviously, the guy wasn't high of anything. I mean, whatever, he was over an Isidra banana. But because of the fact that people started to be very mezalzel, it became like a whole big thing. Everybody's going to start building reform temples. So it was b'ashrat tzrich l'kach. There was another ma'aseh b'adam echad shitiach b'ishto tachat ha-teina. I mentioned it. We use the lashon hatacha when we want to talk about intercourse in a nasty way, in a vulgar way. It's like he screwed his wife, or say, underneath a tree, in the open. We can't have that kind of behavior. Well, you want it to look like Rechov Yafokat for sure. So he viel a bezdin. They took the guy into bed and they gave him malchus. He said, well, I didn't do anything wrong. It's my own wife. I have a right to sleep with my own wife, don't I? No, we gave him malchus. It's an issue of derisa to kill somebody last night. It's an issue of derisa to beat up somebody. He's not supposed to be beat up. Malteisim, right? Pentasif lakoto. So, elashar shahat tzricha lakach. So again, this is migdar milsa. That's the point that we were saying before. To do something that indeed is not a takana, where over there it's the bitula shalteira, it's the kiyuma shalteira, that's a different issue. That's not because of takanas of Bezdin, that's a response to social requirements. It's a whole different mechanism that Bezdin has a right to do, which the Rambam lists is a completely different mechanism. It's not normal dinim. And this is migdar milsa. But what we're talking about, does Bezdin have a kachmi kuvea halacha that would be oikar adin bin? Actively, no. So we still, and so again, we've gotten much more refined in our understanding of the mechanisms here, and Rav Chisda has been unable to establish that there is any way for Beis Din to permanently create a takana which will end up actively being Eker HaLakha B'nei Raisa.
Is there a relationship to this to Islasa?
Yes, it's a very complex relationship, really, because on the surface it appears to be Islasa, yet Gemara is making it another thing. A lot of discussion about this issue. V'lo zeh v'zeh metam imla. Now, we also said neither husband is metame to this wife. Okay, so in other words, you're saying that there's a basis in the Torah for not being matame to a woman who is not suitable. Even though Lamaisa, why make such a takon? Because the Torah says, ki im l'she'ero ha-karov elav. You see, the Torah itself says that when the Kohen, when it's giving us a list of the women, the relatives that the Kohen is allowed to be matame to, so it says he's matame to his wife. Because our mamar, the lashon of she'ero is shared flesh, that's bosar echad zuishto. And then the pasuk continues on to psukim later to say lo yitama baal ba'amav lehechalo, that if he's a baal, he's a husband who's a kohen, he wants to now be mitameh, not to go ahead and to be like part of the plebeians who married a woman who was asura to him. That's better to be mechalo, to go ahead and to be mitameh where the marriage was a marriage that brings chalovas. Absolutely not. So from there you see that yesh baal shemitameh v'yesh baal sheino mitameh. So there's a Torah saying that the fact of Baalut is not the basis of the heter to be mitame. And therefore the Rabbanan say, okay, so if that's true, we're making this a unsuitable marriage, because of the fact that she went ahead and she had gone out and slept with this other guy. So therefore, these tokshere is mitame, vena mitame lishto besulon. V'lozev is ezakaim b'mitziyata. And what is the basis of taking away the rights of the husband to the things that the woman finds? Taima Mai Omar Rabbanim Mitzia. Look, I mean, why did the Rabbanim say that Mitziat Shalom Baalah? The Rabbanan felt if a woman buys a lottery ticket, she ends up winning $1 million, and the husband says, whoopee! She says, who's whoopee? I'm whoopee. This may tend to bring a certain amount of tension into a marriage. And so therefore the Rabbanan said, look, it's better we should be metakein, that he has a right to her mitziyot. Now, the truth is, as we'll see in Tzuvos, this is only because we can't give away her rights because of Ava, but since Lamaisi is supporting her, in the context of his support, if he wasn't giving support, she could understand, you do something for me. Well, I'm going to give you money. That's true. That ain't nothing. It's only because he's providing support. So now I win the lottery. So he says, so now you win the lottery. So now 20 years of support means nothing. You go your own way, keep your own money, and you're off to Tahiti. That creates tensions. But for her to say, listen, you know, I've been paying for our income has been coming from me for the past 20 years. Don't tell me that I'm supposed to give you my earnings, my winnings too. So stay there because of Ava. And Afinami wouldn't have said. But in the first case, Akasha is really. Why then does the Gemara here say b'maase yadea as if it's a different question? Time am I Amir Rabbanu maase yadea labala mishum dekach lemazaynet. The reason that we give maase yadea is because she's getting mazaynets. Well, you know, I skipped, I didn't even finish. Why did the Rabbanu, let's finish the first thing. Why did the Rabbanu give the mitziyot of Yishtech lo tavile eiva? But over here, we want the marriage to break up. That's the whole point. We don't want to give any support to this marriage. We're going to make a takana because he's going to be upset with her. Let him be upset. The more upset he gets, the happier we are. Now I ask the Gemara separately. And Maisi Adel, what's the reason to take away Maisi Adel? Again, time of Mayam Rabban Maisi Adel of Allah Mishim Dekach Lamezene. The only reason that we're giving Maisi Adayim is because she's been eating the mezenas that he's providing. But over here, we took away the mezenas. So how can given the mezenas less law? So Maisi Adel of day. Since part of the delegitimization of the marriage was to take away his chiyuv to be mazen her, so then, you know, by the same token, doesn't have rights to her income. So again, so the Rishonim asked, the Tosfos, I mean, this is really one thing. Why is Rabbanan split it up? Okay, the Tosfos HaRosh says, because Lamaisa was done in two steps, as we'll see in Tosfos. So it was initially, the Takara for Mezenas was only the standard income, because standard income for standard income. But winning the lottery didn't fall into that. It wasn't standard, it was one-time event. Then they realized, so maybe they have to include that also. But since it was two separate takonis, we count it as a different thing. Lamaisa, none of the Rishonim that I know of, anyway, bring the Yerushalmi. We just had in the Yerushalmi. There it's a machlokas. How many things are listed in the Mishnah that do not apply? 13 things or 14 things? And it's exactly this discussion in the Yerushalmi. Do we view the two issues of Maisi Yadea and Mitziyata as one? Because ultimately, as Tosfos says, they're all in exchange for Mitzaynus. Or do we view them as two, like Argamar is assuming? Because again, even though ultimately it's four mezenas, there's two separate stages in the Takana, and therefore we count it separately as the 14th issue. It's Mamesh, Yerushalmi, Mashlim, the whole sugya right in the open. V'lo mefer nidareha, nor does he have a right that far as the Dorim, even the guy who is our first husband, who's married to him. Time of my Omer Akamana Baal Mefer. Why did the Torah say that a Baal has rights to be Mefer? Shalo titgana, because the Baal will be affected by her becoming affected by these nadarim that she's making. But titgana, what do we care? The more he hates her, the more likely he is to get rid of her. Now, this was Tosfos' raya earlier. Remember, we spoke about Tosfos, who says that sometimes the Gemara, like the case where we said, my time at tikkun rabbanu k'suva. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? It's a diarisa. Tosfos says, give me a diarisa. Why are we saying my time at tikkun rabbanu k'suva? Keiflo tabi kalav enav lo tzio. That's not the point. The Torah says this is my rabbanu. So Tosfos says that Ein Hakinami, we see later on in our sugya, we say, Afar Sidar, my time. What do you mean, my time? What's that supposed to mean? The Rabbanan said, a husband has rights to my Afar Sidar. What does that do with Lotit Kana? Tosfos says, but since there are places where he wouldn't have rights during the Dharma, nonetheless, the Rabbanan gave rights because. Therefore, we use that mechanism as the explanation of our Takana that affects the rights as well. So to Medic Suva, since in Amman, everybody's invited to the Rabbanan. So we use the Almona to say my time at the Kina Rabbanan Ksuva. That's the point. It's not that we really mean that all Afaras the Dharma is because of this. Afaras the Dharma is needed. Same thing over there, not all Ksuva is because of it. Okay? Very good.